Paul Taylor is replacing Jamie Meyer, who's been the director of the Oakley School since it started in the late 90s. The school, a preparatory and therapeutic boarding facility, not only has a new director but a new owner, a company called Interchange. Taylor's been on the job about a week. He said he came from working at a similar facility in Arizona.
I've actually been in Arizona working for another company, another program similar to Oakley. It's an all-girls school owned by CRC, which is another company similar that runs and programs like this.
I mean, how would you describe? Are they troubled students, at-risk students?
Oh, I think kids that just need a little extra support and help. Most people know Oakley is a well-known preparatory school, therapeutic boarding school, and so they come to get not only the phenomenal academic support, but experiential activities, just everything you can imagine that would help enrich and empower young kids' lives. And it's kind of similar to what I've been doing for about 25 years. Born and raised here in Utah, and then about 12 years ago, we embarked on a mission down in Arizona to do the same thing, and things just kind of came our way to come back home, and so we're thrilled to be here.
He said the school has about 40 students now, but has a capacity of 90. Most of the students come from out of state. The tuition is pricey, some $7,400 a month, but Taylor said they offer a unique curriculum that includes teaching through experience.
And there's parallels of life in everything they do, the kayaking, the climbing, the art. I mean, they break them down into these modules that they'll go out on the weekend, and mountain biking. And again, as you're doing those kind of those activities, the parallels to life and the circumstances they're currently in, it's just a great way to teach and educate. And then they're also learning new skills. I mean, these kids, I talked to a student yesterday who caught her first fish ever because she's learning how to fly fish. Will that turn into a career? Probably not, but it's teaching her things that she's never experienced before. And then relating them to some of the situations going on at home that are a struggle for her.
The school aims to prepare students for college-level learning and beyond.
We have phenomenal teachers that are preparing these kids to not only catch the vision of college, but set them up to they have a college counseling program there, and then we'll arrange for all those, and actually do it for them to get them all set up. So a lot of them are kind of off track with wanting to go to college. But again, being there and being around their peers who are getting ready for that, the light comes on, and then that desire to go, and which, is, of course, parents are thrilled about. And I think there's a number of colleges that Oakley has successfully transitioned these kids to.
Paul Taylor, new director for the Oakley School. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.